An appeals court is allowing work to resume on a small timber sale near Kaufman Cove. The legal decision is part of the larger battle over the logjam sale, a controversial project on central Prince of Wales Island. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has more.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has lifted a temporary injunction against operations on the Slake timber sale. Forest Service spokesman Ray Massey says 14 people were working on roads and logging preparation when the court issued an injunction November 5th. Two of those people found work at the nearby diesel timber sale, which is also part of logjam, but Massey says the rest were out of a job.
That's really, you know, not something anybody wants to go through this time of year. You're getting up on the holidays and, you know, a lot of people try to spend a little extra money. Nobody wants to be laid off, but it's particularly bad to be laid off right before the holiday season.
The Tongass Conservation Society, Greenpeace, and Cascadia Wildlands filed for the injunction blocking the work. Greenpeace's Larry Edwards says the Forest Service is at fault, not the plaintiffs in the court case.
Well, I think the best way to avoid jobs being put at risk would be for the Forest Service to do its environmental impact statements up front and properly in the first place. And that's where the difficulty comes.
Greenpeace and the other groups believe logging the area will damage wildlife and fisheries habitat. Edwards says that will impact Prince of Wales Island residents and others who travel there to hunt and fish.
We feel that the wolf population is threatened on the island, as well as subsistence deer hunting. And the project also will cause substantial problems with freshwater streams and, you know, the aquatic life there.
The Slake timber sale covers about 8,100 acres. Massey of the Forest Service says about 1,400 acres will be harvested, providing about 19 million board feet of timber. The nearby diesel sale is about 6,700 acres. About 1,200 will be cut, producing almost 24 million board feet.
They're both a piece of the logjam project area, which is over 56,000 acres. And these are the last two big sales that will come off of there. All the other sales will be broken into small sale units. Probably expect another 3 to 5 million board feet to come off of those small sales.
Greenpeace, Tongass Conservation, and Cascadia filed their logjam suit in January, but the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, the region's largest environmental organization, did not join in. SEAC had appealed the sale earlier, asking for less logging and more wildlife protection, but staff said the group decided against a suit to continue dialogue with the timber industry. Massey says there's still plenty of action in the courts.
Every time, pretty much, we sell another project or another timber sale off of that project, we'll get an attempt to block it with an injunction pending, you know, the settlement of their entire appeal of the logjam sale.
The next major legal deadline comes early next year. That's when briefs are due on a summary judgment request that could again stop road building and logging. Edwards says the groups keep pushing because the work is ongoing.
The concern is that a large part of the timber will be cut and there will be substantial damages happening as that goes on, as well as road construction. Road densities are a huge issue on Prince of Wales Island for wildlife and wolves in particular.
Klawock's Viking Lumber, the largest mill still operating in the Tongass, bought the sale. It hired two Prince of Wales companies to do the logging, which could last for more than a year. Without the sale, some say the mill will have to shut down. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.